Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Dread Podcast Network presents. Hey y'all, welcome back to another episode of Girl That's Scary. It's Cat Daddy
and Jazz the 40 Ounce Connoisseur.
And this go round, we will be talking to you guys about the Blair Witch franchise. That's about three movies. There's like a documentary that you don't necessarily have to check out, but if you want to, it's available, I think, on Tubi.
Yep, and it's on like 43 minutes.
Boom, there you go. I did not see it. I feel like Jazz did see it. So we're going to be chopping up about all those lovely things today.
Yes, so if y'all haven't heard of The Blair Witch Project, which came out in 1999, well, that's the first film in the franchise. And it's one of the movies that kicks off the, yeah, bitch, we about to do found footage movies. And, you know, I didn't like it that much back then. Well, you know, although I do love found footage now. But this movie is old as shit, but you should check them out. The second one is even old. It's an early 2000s movie. So,
now that, the Book of Shadows.
Yes, the Book of Shadows. But the new one is like 2016.
Yeah. So, and that's fresh. Just Blair Witch instead of the Blair Witch.
Yes. And there's no project in there.
None of those things.
Yeah. So, they're a good time. I think you should watch them all at least once.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like you definitely should watch them all just once. At least, not just once. That's so rude. At least once. I like Jazz. So I was as a kid, I didn't really, like, it didn't, it made me nervous. I think I was more so scared at the Scooby-Doo project, the one that Cartoon Network did, like, a spoof of this, like, if, Google that, y'all, where Scooby-Doo and them was stuck in the Blair Witch. And I was also nervous because, okay, so the movie didn't really scare me that much, but I actually went to camp around this time, like this summer, around one of those summers or whatever, like an overnight camp with my homegirls, and it was in the same kind of forest or not too far from there. So they tried to tell like Blair Witch type lore at the you know, at the campfire joint. And that was scary as shit, because, you know, we was really hearing shit in the woods. There were really, like, you know, really old graves that were in the woods. They already had their own kind of lore. You know, a lot of atrocities on indigenous grounds. So there was a lot going on. Not trying to say, you know, indigenous grounds, magic, blah, blah, blah. None of that shit. But I'm saying that what I firmly believe that shit be really going bump in the night. Outside of animals just doing their thing on a nocturnal tip. But what I, you know, like I said, I'd recommend for everybody to watch this once. It's on Hulu right now. All the movies at the time that we're recording this. Mm-hmm. If you're listening to this in the future, or hopefully by the time this comes out, nothing has changed. So if you have a Hulu subscription, this is about to be your girl. It's also on Epics, and of course, like YouTube or Amazon Prime, et cetera, all less than $5. But I definitely think this, all three of these movies are things you should see one time. I feel like regular about this series. I will not say that I kind of go up for this series. Like, I don't hate it. I definitely enjoy more so the lore behind it than actually the movies themselves. However, I do understand the important role the Blair Witch Project has played in, like, the history of horror films and et cetera, et cetera, and what it has done for and to expand and also inspire other people in terms of, like, found footage films, which happens to be, like, a subgenre that I often tune into. The second one, I like that they didn't really try to make a sequel, like a direct sequel to the first, because, and they more, so it was a super meta film, because they had, like, Kurt Loder in there, like, they had fucking MTV news clip situations where we're just like, oh, okay, well, this first movie had happened, and kind of just continuing the story of what was really going on at that time. Like, I remember 99, them people thought them niggas was actually missing. Like, yeah. For real. They made them show themselves like the people from,
Cannibal Holocaust. Yep.
You need to show yourself right now.
Make sure it's not a snuff film. What's going on over here? Because are y'all breaking the law? They needed to know.
People thought they really got their ass beat by ghosts. And also because the characters' names were the same names of the actors and actresses that were working on the film. So there was no differences. So people really thought, okay, some filmmakers went into the forest in Maryland and them niggas went ghosts.
Yes, and which is pretty believable.
I believe.
Now, when this first came out, I didn't know where Burkesville, Maryland is. But now that we are in DMV, I know where Burkesville, Maryland is.
It's not far from here.
It's not. And now it's even scarier to be like, when I first saw this as a franchise, I'm like, man, whatever. Now that I'm older and I have been camping and all this shit now, this is far scarier as a grown up.
Or some real life Fox 5 shit. I'm not sure what other elementary schools were doing, but the elementary school I went to, or whatever, they shared a lot about local DC Maryland, like, history and stories and lore. And there is a lot of ghost stories, especially revolving around, like, the river and the old tribes that used to be here, with the slaves and stuff as well. And that shit is scary because I believe it. I really do believe a ghost about you tickling your feet at night. Best believe it, bitch, because I don't want to be the motherfucker, you know, outside of me actually believing it. Will you not believe in it? And next thing you know, the ghost coming to beat your ass. What's the reason?
Yes. Also, you know, I don't want to be in haunted woods. Like, if I go camping, also, I want to go to regular, just I will pay for the campsite because I need it to be a place where, one, I can get help readily. There are clear cut paths.
Yeah.
There are other people also out here camping. Sorry, I'm not about to be just
outside. I need, like, an open clearing. Yes. Like, a large, large clearing when I can kind of see everything that's going on versus, like, oh, it's, like, something small and intimate and we keeping it cute. Definitely have gone camping around here before on some overnight shit. We stayed in a large, open clearing. It was an actual campsite. There weren't many other people around us, but it was a legit National Parks campsite. But also, in this fucking universe, that don't even fucking matter because the ghost's gonna already be beating your ass in the forest anyhow. She is manipulating time and space.
I went camping for the first time as a freshman in high school. Mm-hmm. My school, they did mid-semester, and the freshmen had to go camping for a week.
Okay.
So we went out there camping for a week and played flashlight tag and all that fun stuff. But also, it is so, like, it's so fucking dark out there.
Yeah.
Like, I had never even really seen stars before until I went camping. I was like, God damn. Well, I did not know there were that many stars.
It's so nice when you don't really have any light pollution. They also, like, when I had went camping, they taught us how to, like, help see in the dark. So if you, like, cover your eyes, they were telling a story and they told us to cover our eyes. So basically, close your eyes or cover your eyes and advance darkness. Well, if there's some light source, because if you're in a place that has literally no light source, it's not going to happen. You're just staring into the abyss. Stay prayed up. Prayers up. Hopefully not prayers down. But, like, if you're outside in the forest and there's some sort, like, maybe the stars or whatever's going on in the sky can illuminate some sort of the darkness a little bit, cover your eyes for about 30 seconds to a minute. And when you uncover your eyes have now, like, adjusted to the dark. So don't even keep them closed. Just, like, cover them. And then you'll still be able to see. But I thought that was cool. I saw these people know some tricks and shit. What's going on?
Yeah, we did that because they took us to look for owls. Like, they were... We had
owls?
Yes, we were
not
like...
Not y'all owl hunting.
Bitch, the lady was so upset with us because we were shitball teens. And, she was probably like, yeah, if you guys don't think this is fun, we can go back to camp. And we wanted to go back to camp because no one wanted to go owl hunting. Bitch, it's like 9:30 p.m. It's dark. Okay.
She should have read the open space. Well, leave the room, but, you know, like, Maybe
he was doing beats and shit. Oh. He was beatboxing in the back because we.
You should have just had a group of kids that maybe wanted to go. I don't think everybody wanted to go.
They signed us up for some bullshit off. You know how they do. They be like, look, y'all are going here.
Y'all gonna try some new stuff.
I ain't signed up for this. I did not sign up.
I was volunteering.
Listen. Making us do owl calls.
Ma'am, no, no.
They had us doing owl calls out there. I was fucking dead. That's how we started beatboxing. You know what?
You know what? Kids gonna do what kids gonna do. But diving into this movie, like Jazz said, it came out in 1999. It is a found footage film. It switches back and forth between, like, interviews with people in town and then, like, you know, us seeing the footage of our three campers, Heather, Josh, and Mike. Michael walking through the forest, and they are they have this project, they have this assignment, they are trying to find some information and further their studies on the local legend of the Blair Witch, the Black Hills Horse.
Yes. And that's the overview for the first one. Second mm-hmm. one, after place, you know, they're out here trying to go on a fake ass tour and shit go crazy. And then the third one, they are looking for people from the first one.
Which doesn't make any fucking sense. But, you know, here we are. But guess what? Spoiler alert. Okay. We finna spoil it. We finna start. If you have not seen any of these movies, please check them out. Like we said, at least once. If you've seen them all and you're trying to get refreshed, like we said, we follow back. It's on Hulu for the Freeze Mesquite. Or if you know you got that code. I just made it up 2 seconds ago. Or if you got the code or somebody else's code, go ahead and sign in on that. Because you can just, you know, refresh your brains right there. Let's get it.
Let's get it. So, of course, we talked about it. We already got this jacket popping, and they had this little documentary, you know, and they had the missing posters and shit out to promote the film and shit. So yeah. That's why everybody thought it was real. I didn't look into that shit because I was like 9. So I didn't.
Yeah, it was pushing that, the promo around the film in general. They were really like pushing the shit.
Yeah. I was a child, so I was like, yeah, this is a shaky camera movie. I don't know if this is cheap. That's all I could think, because I just could not, you know, really put myself in that mm-hmm. situation. Also, I had not been camping at that point.
Fair.
But, you know, Heather is out here. She's a film student. She's trying to look at this Blair Witch Project, but she has to travel out there so they can go to Coffin Rock, and she's trying to interview the locals and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And they go, they get their little camera, so she know Josh Kirk, who they don't know Mike. Well, she doesn't know Mike, but Josh know Mike. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he coming up to help with the camera shit. You know, this is a tiny project, okay?
Yeah.
You know, they literally have some cheap cameras that they rented. They didn't even buy them.
They got a dollar and a dream.
Yes, because they got to bring them cameras back, baby. So, they're just trying to, you know, interview people. Mm-hmm. So they're going around and be like, hey, you heard of Blair Witch? And there's like, you know, some of the locals are like, kind of heard. It's like the boogeyman, whatever. But you get more and more details about the lore. Because, you know, which is creepy in itself. When I was a kid, I thought this part was boring. Because mm-hmm. it's people talking. But that's because I probably was 9 and not really listening that much.
Yeah. I mean, I could see now. I feel like if I've never seen this movie before, and maybe this is my first time watching it, I might have felt a little different versus, like, okay, I'm listening to people speak it as an adult, and some people are just rambling, right? And then some people are saying, like, some tidbits that actually furthers the lore or the information or the, you know, reveals more of pieces to the story, which is creepy, because, like, wait, what? Also, you realize half of these people really don't believe in this shit, and the other half are like, nah. I saw that bitch. Like, yeah. That bitch really was fucking, you know.
That bitch had horse fur.
I know some people be saying that, you know, it's not real, but that shit is real. And I'm like, okay, what have they seen?
Listen, like, they brought it to the fisherman, and it's the old man, the young man, the old man, like, I sent it out there. It was steam. It was out here. The young man's like, that's some bullshit, bro. Like, I felt their best. You know how you're telling the story, but you might have had a drink or two, and your friend's like, that's not what happened.
Embarrassing.
Shut up.
What do you tell the story then? Just lean up.
Like, shit. Being a hater. Damn. He trying to tell the Lord. Mind your fucking business. But, you know, they collect this video on a camera.
Urban legend going.
Yes. And so they go out here. They were like, all right, we're going to camp out here pretty much. Because mm-hmm. once they interview all the people, that was day one pretty much. And they got in the car and was like, day two is we're going to camp out here in the woods. we are going to take a tent. I don't know why. Like, I just could not imagine, like, oh, in order to complete this project, I'm going to lay outside with plastic
in between me and the wilderness. So, some people really got to get immersed in the experience. I am not one of those people. I'm pretty sure you aren't either. Especially in this capacity, because, wow, not only are you doing the research on this witch or the lore, the urban legend behind it, possibly a demon, you don't know what the hell going on. Somebody is dead. Then you take it to the next step from actually reading about it on 1998 internet. You're taking it to the next step. You're driving to the location. You're interviewing the people in the town. Okay. Now you've decided I got to be one with the shit. Wait a minute. Hold on. How did we get here? I really feel like they should have just said, I'm on the main road, stand by the car. Hey, these the woods where the shit went down. This is it. Wow. Wooga booga. And kept it moving. Because I know somebody won't get, I know they're trying to get that up close and personal. And that's where you got yourself fucked up.
Did we have to go to Coffin Rock? Did we?
Well, you didn't. You really could have just, in the middle of your movie, just like everybody else do. I know you want to be like that next level. You could have just took a picture of the Polaroid that somebody else had in the encyclopedia. And then you could have just took, boom, and voice just over. Insert.
Voiceover
work. Love a voiceover work. You didn't even have to put yourself in a story. However, I'm glad you did, because we would not have a story. And unfortunately, this now meets in your demise. And we didn't spoil anything, because going in the beginning, you already know that these niggas is gone and they ain't never coming back.
Yeah, this is found footage. Like, literally, someone found these dead motherfuckers' footage, okay? They did not make it back. The only thing that made it back was the motherfucking tapes, all right? Yeah. So, they go
pouring
to sleep.
Pouring out for them.
They go to sleep in the woods. Day one. And, you know, nothing, no, well, not, I'm gonna lie, I'm like, nothing happened, no. They're in there, they hear noises at night. But don't nobody go outside and look. I wouldn't either.
I wouldn't either. I would close my eyes, roll right on over.
I'd be like, I would just stare in the back of the neck.
If I heard anything at all.
Because I'm not going, I can't go back to sleep. I'm just gonna have to stare at someone's head and, like, just not sleep and wait till daytime come till I start hearing birds. And that's just what I'm gonna have to do, because I'm not going to investigate. But they was like, we heard something. They was like, man, you ain't hear nothing for real, for real. And then they start seeing piles of rocks.
There we go.
And the rocks weren't there before. And at first it was like 7 piles of rocks. So they're like, you know what? Who put these rocks here? But they're taking the photos. And they start moving around trying to get to Coffin Rock. And it takes them a long time. They kind of get lost. And now, so now we got tension because, you know,
everybody's annoyed.
Yeah, and Heather's one of those bitches where she's like, we're not lost. We're not lost. We're just not. We're not. Don't worry. I know where I'm going.
At this point, I would have been left the bitch.
Let me tell you something. First of all, I know Kat mentioned the theory that, you know, they didn't come back because the men may have killed Heather. But that theory would have been true if my ass was on that
crying,
trip.
Y'all.
I would have killed that bitch. I would have killed that bitch. As soon as she's like, we were lost for a little bit, I would, mink, 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 mink.
Ma'am. I can understand. Okay, y'all. So we had a conversation prior to recording, but I definitely have come across, I like to look up fan theories and different kind of lores about stuff. And not because we covered this, but I just did it just because on a random day, like a while back. And there is a theory that exists on the internet that there is no Blair Witch. I mean, I know the later movies kind of debunk that. Mm-hmm. But if you just omit all of that, because a lot of people did really bang with the second one. And I think at this point, I don't know if the third one had exist or not. But Heather, the theory is Heather was actually killed by Josh and Mike. Like, they basically, you know, flubbed the whole thing. They set it up and they killed her. But I'm like, I'm following, but what, I mean, and I guess they vanished or whatever. But still, I'm like, at the same time, there is a real, actual, supernatural element here. Because we learn from this point, like, after all these rocks and stuff show up and they get lost, they're lost for real. Like, they keep going past the same trees, and not only is Heather just keep talking, it's like, we're not lost, and they're like, no, we passed this tree. And she's one of those people that, like, try to gaslight you to make you feel like, you know, they think they're pacifying the situation, but they're actually making it worse. Their denial is clearly a river, more than just a river in Egypt, in this movie. And the young lady just can't seem to come to terms with it. And of course, everybody's irritated. They hungry. They hangry. You know, they smell like outside. They pissed. They going to sleep. Niggas is tapping on the tent. And they know ain't no damn animals. Like, right. You hearing kid voices, people whispering and shit. Like, that's fucking terrifying. You waking up. It's like people sticks is hanging from the trees and shit. What the hell's going on here? It's just wild. And then eventually, what is that? Josh's goes missing because they wake up and Josh isn't there. His stuff is there, but he's not there.
Yeah, he's just gone. And nah. Now, even if you haven't seen this movie, you've seen the spoof of this bitch Heather crying to the camera at nighttime. This is all my fault because it's my project. I told them I insisted we go self. Now you want to admit shit now that your friend is missing. And the real gag is, you got, not only did you get them lost, you know, the new guy, Mike, threw the fucking map in the river.
Yeah, everybody played their part.
Was bucking. And then I think Josh, the one who knocked the rocks over, knocked something over or some shit.
Yep.
So all of y'all are really responsible for everything at this point. But you've seen the little footage of motherfuckers in the camera with the little night vision on, crying to the camera.
Scary movie.
It's not coming out the nose. Oh, Mo, I'm sorry.
It just keeps leaking.
Yeah.
I know people really feel... I feel bad for her for 2 seconds. Literally 2 seconds. So I'm like, damn, ain't nobody asked for this. But also, like, they told you that the woods were haunted. And you said, girl, did not read and just kept going. Like, what is this sign? I refuse.
This
and
is
just
your fault.
kept going. That sucks, man. That really fucking sucks. And then, like, what I thought was a part that made me a little nervous on some oh nah shit is when Heather finds the bundle of twigs that are wrapped together with, like, twine, hair, clothing, bloody clothing. Yes, opens it up and there's, like, teeth and tongue and all the other shit, and it's made from Josh's clothes. I would have been like, Mike, this nigga did. Let's go. Like, I don't know where we gonna go. And once I realize that I can't go nowhere, well, somebody gonna have to beat me in the head with a rock because...
Yeah, so I got to kill me.
This is not for me.
Take me to the king.
Period.
I don't have much to bring.
Period. So, you know, it becomes night more often. We're not really seeing the day for real, for real. Mike and Heather are really just panicky. They're going through the woods. They think they hear Josh crying and screaming. And Mike is like, Josh, Josh, Josh. They come up on this house. And we all know, based off of lore and stuff, the way they explained it, it's supposedly like the house of Blair Witch or Russ and Parr's house. You know, all the same shit. And Russ and Parr is this guy that was possessed by the Blair Witch back in the 40s from the local town that they had went to, and he was kidnapping kids and sacrificing them and doing whatever the witch told him to, which we find out later as the movies go on. You have to do what she tells you to do while you're under her control, and then when she lets you go, like, yeah, you can leave the forest, everything is normal again, but you've probably done some really fucked up shit, so when you come to, like, I don't know. And that's what happened. This man was a child murderer while under the spell of the witch. And when he went back into town, the townspeople, you know, took care of his ass because they was like, bitch, what the fuck? How dare you? But they go in this house, and because Mike runs in and Heather's like, you know, crying and screaming to him, don't go in. But, you know, they go in there. He's running. He thinks he hears Josh. He follows the voice. Boom. All you see is his camera drop. You don't even know what the fuck's going on. You just as watching through the view of his lens, the shit just hits the floor. And Heather is screaming, girl. And I, the last bitch in the past 60 days that has screamed like that in a movie that I've watched and really got on my nerves was Old Girl from The Hills Have Eyes. And oh my God, OG one. Y'all in this screaming. Like, it's not even like I'm scared. It's just annoying. I think it's the pitch.
Yeah, she wouldn't shut the fuck up. And I understand.
It's really excessive.
Because I think I would have screamed. I would be screaming too. But me having to sit here and listen to you scream, and I know this is a movie and we're not in the same situation, I'm just like, God damn.
And she just keeps screaming. So I'm like, you have some lungs on you, bitch. Your throat is raw applesauce right now. What is going on? And I understand. It's some wild shit happening. But once I would have let out the scream, it's go time. What do I need to do before the entity come get me?
Heather's the kind of person who will hide a bite.
I believe
in a zombie apocalypse.
I definitely believe that.
And this
that.
Is why I don't rock with her. And this is why I wouldn't have made it to the house. I would have whooped her ass. I would have killed Heather. And I would have just let the forest take me.
Well, that sounds about right. Yeah. I mean, that honestly, that would have been a very interesting story. Just to see people kind of just turn on each other. Because, you, like you said, you play on that, you know, this group. Everyone's stuck. you know, everybody's going in survival mode. People start turning on other people. Like, you already know how the fuck that shit go. Humans and, you know, the decline of humanity and all that other mess and what that looks like. But, you know, basically, Heather met her demise. We don't really see anyone die on camera. We just see, you know, Heather goes into the room and somebody's standing. I think it's like Josh standing in the corner looking at the wall. And she's like, Josh! Josh! And I'm like, bitch, shut your ass up! Like, the nigga Josh is looking in the corner like off the lore. You heard the lore, girl. You already know it's your time to shine. AKA, you finna die. And then her camera dropped. And that's it.
You know what? That is because they were eating them fucking Vienna sausages over fire. That's the fuck they get.
You know, that was a really interesting choice. I thought, even if you were still eating Vienna, and I'm not as judgment-free zone, I've just personally never seen nobody cook a Vienna sausage. I thought they was already cooked in the can. If you're listening to this and you've held your nose, yes, we're here. Two pairs with one. Are you cooking Vienna sausages too? Because I thought you just opened the can and made it do what it do. Kind of like Spam. I know you can fry Spam though.
You can, I guess. Yeah, you can, but
most of them canned goods, I thought you just open and eat.
I'm just trying to, and then the smell.
Like canned sardines and
Vienna sausage.
I don't even know, bro. That's not, I know people used to fuck them joints up. Like, they used to be, like, inhaling Vienna sausages.
I was fucking them up. As a kid, I used to love those things.
I mean, as an adult friend. Oh. They were, like, I know people, and I was like, wow. All right.
I mean, my grandparents definitely love some Vienna sausage because that's why I was eating them.
And I'm not here to shame. You know, I eat, you know, a fried Spam sandwiches. I might have a Vienna sausage if the spirit moves me. But, woo lord. Woo lord. Well, let's slide into movie two. Blair Witch Book of Shadows came out in 2000. You know, the IMDb rating is low, 4 out of 10. The Rotten Tomatoes low is 14%.
It's not that bad.
I don't think it's that bad. You know, clearly we saw two different movies. I could see how somebody disliked it, but the story made sense to me. I like how they put a spin on how the lore was still going, because of course we said it was meta as shit, so now it's like, oh, you know, we all know that we live in this universe where this movie exists, meaning the Blair Witch Project. And all of these people are descending onto the small town, you know, to be a part of the phenomena. Like, oh, this is where they filmed this, and this is where they did that. And they're recognizing that not just is this, my words are all over the place. Not only is this a movie that exists, right, but this movie that exists is still based off of lore that also exists. So both of these things are going at play right now. And then you introduce this guy, Jeff, who keeps having these, like, flashbacks to him being in some sort of asylum or doctor situations where niggas are doing experiments on him. Girl, and before you meet him, we meet our new people. I think it's with Tristan, Steven. Erica comes in later. And Kim. Kim is somebody else that comes. She's on the trip.
They pick her up. They pick up Kim.
Yeah, and who's the girl that's in this one? It's just Tristan and Steven. Yeah.
It's Tristan, Steven, Erica, Kim, and Jeff.
Yeah, so those are the people. Yeah. But Tristan and Steven are our new people who are filming. They're making the latest documentary. Mm-hmm. They're the ones that are taking interests. They run it on Jeff, and Jeff is like, well, I got this tour situation. You know, we're trying to... The way we're introduced to people is cohesive, but it also jumps around a lot and splice in, like, the interviews of the people and the shots of people going to the different, like, shops and tourist attractions around there. It's really interesting. So Jeff, like we said, Jeff clearly has some people experimenting on him because we're seeing some flashbacks of that. So it already makes the viewer feel like, is he a reliable narrator to begin with? And then we're seeing splices of the police, like, present and past. It jumps back and forth in time as well, but not like the first two movies, if that makes sense. It kind of does, but it throws in other stuff. Essentially, Jeff takes these people on a tour into the woods, and, you know, he's riding around in this van, and they're picking up other people, and they're talking about all the hot spots and all this other stuff, and they end up where he lives, where things starts to go left.
Yes.
It's just, time is not making sense. Yeah. Things that once existed no longer exist. Like, they were spending the night in the woods first. Yeah. And at first there was, like, a tree there, but then the tree wasn't, he pulls up and says, this tree wasn't here because it wasn't. Because it wasn't on film. It was, y'all, it was weird. And then, like, one of the people, Erica, is it Erica or is it Kim? No, it's Erica they pick up, and then, Kim got the demons in her because you find out Kim was walking around the tree. Because the Wiccan ghost, not the Wiccan ghost, the witch had possessed her body. And the witch was really doing a number on everybody. She was making people fuck on other people, and they was doing sexy dances because it was a period. There was sexy dances because it was it was a period at nighttime where they all thought they had got too drunk and they just blacked out. And they looked at the tapes and the footage later because it's once again like found footage, parts but not completely. But it's weird, y'all. If I sound chaotic, because the movie's fucking chaotic.
Book of Shadows is chaotic, but it's not, like I said, it's not as bad as the critics would say, because I felt like I was having a good time, okay? It was in the store, Kim was being, like, a sassy queen, I loved it. Jeff and his teeth were there, that's a dude from Burn Notice. I never liked his teeth, I don't know not what Jeff it is. Not Jeff and his teeth. The teeth greet everyone first, and ma'am, then him second. You know, they were billing. They had billing in the movie as well.
They did. It just, you know, it was an interesting choice. What I did like was the twist at the end, because all this shit is happening to them. And I don't doubt that these things are happening to them. I also rented this movie as a kid. This came out like literally the year after the first one, y'all. Mm-hmm. This was definitely a Blockbuster rental. All these things are happening to them, like, you know, weird apparitions, they're hearing the children, they're seeing dead kids, you know, the bridge looks like it collapsed, the girl said that she got into a quick fender bender with a tree, but the car was actually totaled, but then when you find out later that the car was actually fine the entire time, so the witch and her influence is clearly not only changing, once again, time and space where they are, mm-hmm. but making them see things that may or may not have happened, like, somebody kills someone, I think it's Kim, kills like a like the store attendant or some shit like that, but she thought she did not kill her. She thought she was just like a regular altercation, and she just laughed and was like, yeah, I had this altercation with this lady. But then later you look on the tapes when they're talking about hey, all these deaths had happened in the town, and they arrest the final people and they're like, you killed these people, and they're like, that never happened, but you're seeing it on tape that it did happen. Like with Tristan and Steven, they're actually a couple, and Tristan's pregnant, but they to them, the perception is that the witch has possessed her, and she's like, yeah, fucking kill me, whatever you want to do. Like, she put the rope around her neck, but then they hung her. Y'all, it was just like, what the hell? The witch was playing with these hoes. But in the end, Steven's alive, Jeff's alive, and who is it? Erica's dead. It's Kim. Because you find out that Erica basically, you know, was murdered, but they thought that she sacrificed herself and the witch had got her girl. It was a lot. And essentially they were possessed by the witch, and they killed everyone else on the trip. They killed people in the town, and they also could not leave the forest. The police could eventually come into them, and they bust down and got their asses up, but they couldn't go anywhere. I didn't hate this movie as much as most people did. I definitely feel like you should see it at least once. It's very straightforward. It's like a short watch. It's like an hour and a half. It didn't need to be long because some parts it felt like it was dragging. Yeah. But you know, it was the year 2000.
Dated, definitely dated.
Definitely was.
And you know, I mean, I still kind of had a good time. I had a good time because they were just, it's kind of fun. It was like, yeah, we're going to just drink. We're going to be in the woods. Oh no, this is happening. It wasn't me. That's not, the tapes are wrong.
Yeah, I like that. I think, I like the twist. But I was just like, woo girl. I don't know. Maybe it's just because how I feel about it, period. I know, I do like the art of, I'm not going to show you a lot. But I'm still trying to lure you in. And this movie tried to show us and do a little bit more versus the first one. But, you know, I know people go up for this movie. I'm just very much like, okay, beautiful gowns.
Not beautiful gowns.
Yeah, beautiful gowns.
Yeah, I thought it was cool. I thought, like I said, I like it better than the critic scores. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's like, oh, a great movie. Mm-hmm. But, you know, a 14%. Like, Jesus. I could at least give it a 25. At least a 25-30%. Yeah, it wasn't
14. Good God.
That was like, geez. You don't know how to have fun. You guys are wet towels.
Yes. Available now from Dread, the maid. Joy is a new maid of a royal house whose previous maid disappeared under mysterious circumstances and is now haunted and terrorizing the family. Joy works to uncover the reason behind the former maid's disappearance. The Maid, available on demand everywhere and on Blu-ray, August 17th.
Coming soon to Dread, Howling Village. From the visionary director of The Grudge and The Grudge 2, comes Howling Village, where after her brother goes missing, a young psychologist visits an infamous, haunted, and cursed location known as Howling Village to investigate his disappearance and uncover her family's dark history. Howling Village will be available on demand everywhere on August 17th and on Blu-ray September 14th.
Well, let's slide into Blair Witch 2016. This movie is actually kind of like a direct sequel for real to the first one. Like we said, we have James, his sister, he's the younger brother of Heather. And he, you know, has not closed that chapter of his life. And he truly believes that she's still in the forest. And this movie is taking place in 2014. So he really thinks his sister was in that forest about 14, 15 years, bro. Like, he thinks that she was just out there. She's still just out there. More than just her remains are out there, which is a very interesting thing for me. I'm like, wow, okay, well, all right. What's even more interesting is he was able to get other people to go along with this thing with him, like Peter, played by Brandon Scott, who's done a few things on Channel Zero, yes. And, you know, Dead to Me. And then we have, what, Peter's girl, what's her name, Ashley. And then you have, who's this, our filmmaker for this one is Lisa. And they meet, what's that, Talia and Lane.
Yes, who are locals. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the first thing I saw at Lane's house was that big-ass Confederate flag as soon as they walked in.
Okay.
And I already knew that I was not fucking with Lane. And Peter, who was black, also knew that they were not fucking with Lane. Can he come? Because he was like, I want to go with y'all. And Lane, I mean, Peter immediately was like, no.
No.
No. He can't. And you're fucking right. But,
okay. You know, they enlisted the help of the Confederacy. Couldn't be me, y'all. I'm here to let you know. Also,
that's why they got led to their fucking doom.
Period. And Peter has known James since they were kids. Like, they grew up together. Yes. So when Lisa's doing an interview and she's like, basically, how well do you know Peter? And excuse me, how well do you know James? And blah, blah, blah. He's like, do you remember to Peter? Do you remember Heather going missing? And he's like, I don't really remember much about Heather. I don't expect him to because they were kids and mm-hmm. she went missing. So only thing that's really going to stick out to him is, but I do remember when she went into the forest and never came back. That's a very memorable thing. Like,
that's bitch, enough.
You walked into the forest and never came home.
Bruh, it's like, all right, remember we were watching, the beach house? And you mm-hmm.
Walked into the ocean and she's in a beautiful scene. Just keeps going. Never came back. Same thing, essentially. You walked into the forest with your friends, not minding your business, and you never came the fuck back. And James never knew how to get out. Everybody else kind of moved on, because there is no really moving on from that traumatic experience, right? But James is really, I don't know, he might need to go back to therapy, but it's also too late for him, because he leads his friends and these other people to their doom, because you cannot let go. You know there's fucking a supernatural entity to this. You know it. You've done your research. Even now, and it plays, okay, in this movie, they really, like, take the time-space continuum thing to a whole nother level, because he comes across a YouTube clip, and he's thinking it's to do, you know, somebody else that's like, okay, they sync this clip, and they see a woman, and he thinks it's his sister. I don't know how he thinks she's alive, but he thinks it's his sister in the house. So, boom. We eventually, put that in your mind, y'all. We run into, like we said, Lane and Talia lead them into the woods. We later find out these niggas are scammers because they have never really been this deep into the woods before. They too wanted to explore the woods, but you know, they was pussy slash didn't have the information slash doing whatever. And then they also were out there fabricating at a certain point, fabricating the little stick dolls in the sky. But then, you know, after they kind of left off from the group because they spent the night in here, and we already know once you spend the night, that really just seals your shit. Your ass is stuck in the forest. Your ass is grass. And these things, they spend the night, they wake up, they eventually get mad at these people, so they send them on their way. They're also, y'all, wandering. So, when they got to the point, what's the girl? Ashley. She got a cut on her foot when they was crossing the river, so keep that in your mind because she never really heals from that. Her health actually declines very quickly, okay? Yes. Like, what the fuck? She goes from having a cut on her foot to her ankle be broken to her kneecap to her ass just pretzeled up. Like, she got a lot of stuff going on. But basically, Talia and Lane get banished. Boom. They leave the group. Everybody's frustrated, of course, because they've been wandering the forest and everyone's like, they just want to go home. And, you know, James is still like, but Heather, and everyone's like, but James, please. So they eventually, you know, spend the night again. It becomes nighttime. They wake up. It's a bunch more bullshit. You know, the rocks, the stuff in the tree. You know the drill, y'all. It all shows up. They eventually run back in to Talia and Lane. And they look extremely disheveled. They look like they have seen hell and back. And the way they're talking to them, they're like, yo, who are you? Don't get close to them. Like, they're like a figment of their imagination. They're talking to them like they were like a mirage or something. And they make them kind of explain, like, they're talking back and forth, like, let me show you who I am to make sure it's real. And they ask them, well, how long have you been gone? He was like, well, dude, you only been gone a day. And he's like, it's been 5 days. It's been 5 days.
And it's been night the whole time. Bitch.
And this is the first time they're kind of still seeing some sort of dusk, sun, night situation. He's like, it's been nighttime. What the hell is going on here? And that's scary. Okay? Like, what? And then the group doesn't believe them, the remaining people in the group, until in about a couple minutes, you know, into the next couple scenes, the girl set an alarm. Lisa set an alarm on her phone, and the alarm went off, and it said 2 o'clock, and it was 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And she was like, how the fuck is it dark like this? So that's when they're realizing they are now stuck in the same thing that that Lane and Talia were talking about. Lane takes off again. Talia has stayed, you know, Talia's just like, Lane is lost it, y'all.
Yeah.
The stick things is back in the sky. Nobody's like, this is fake. This nigga's tricking us. Woo! When she snapped that the twig person in half, and Talia snapped like a fucking piece of, like a breadstick, her ass like, swoop! Oh, Lord, she was shook. She killed her.
She fell off. That bitch fell apart like a house of cards, bitch.
Not a house of cards. She was like, jeez.
That bitch body parts need to be shuffled, bitch. Mm-mm. I was like, yikes.
Escalated so quickly. I was not expecting that.
Yeah. Also, I was not expecting when the girl cut her foot, they look at that foot more than once, and it gets worse, but it's not just, you know, bad. There is something inside of that. Like I said, like not just another thing like the beach house, which I'm like this Paris came out first.
Type shit.
Yeah, like again, the beach house. Ugh. And
if y'all have not seen the beach house, I know some people been banging with it, but Shudder exclusive. Please watch it. If you have a thing about like little worms and parasites, just gonna put that trigger warning there for you guys.
Yeah.
Ugh, gross. So basically, y'all, they stuck in these woods. Shit is crazy. A lot of stuff happens to our character bros. And then, you know, they're running through the woods. It's dark. They realize that witch is on their ass. They get to the house. It's a house in the middle of the woods. And, you know, James, of course, runs to the house. It kind of does like a callback to the first one. James, no! And James is like, but Heather! And I'm like, God damn. Like,
that's not Heather, man.
Girl, and Lisa's shook because, you know, she done seen some shit outside. So she about to run inside. And now she's running around trying to find James. She accidentally runs into fucking Lane again. He knocks her ass into a hole because he's like, you got to do what she has to say. She being, I'm guessing, the witch. Mm-hmm. So not only do you have Lane, who's possessed by the witch, out here trapping hoes underground. You got a Slender Man looking type situation that, assuming is the witch or whoever the fuck it is. Limbs. Yeah, just, you know, roaming around the forest and the house. And then you got James, who has now basically gotten his ass beat by the witch because he in the corner. And they're both, James and Lane, not James, Lane. Lisa end up back in a room. And Lisa, they're all like, she's like, hide in the corner. Basically, face the fucking corner.
Don't look back.
Do not look at the witch. So I'm guessing James hears, like, whispering. And he thinks, Heather, turn around, boom, his ass gone. I said, well, that was simple. She told you not to do it. And as soon as you, did it anyways. My God. So Lisa's screaming in the corner, but she don't look back. She puts the camera up. Well, as you put the she puts the camera up as in folds the lens in front of her, folds the viewfinder camera part so she can see what's going on in front of her, and you can see there's some bullshit behind her that's like shrieking. So whatever that goddamn Slender Man stretched out entity was, is shrieking like a bitch. And you know, Lisa trying to look in the corner, look forward, not look back, only see through the lens and walk backwards. I like the plan. I see the vision. I also know that you're going to die regardless because somebody's going to find a way, bitch.
Yeah, you're doing a lot. I would have just turned around and like, take me out.
Because you can't leave the forest.
Because the bitch, first of all, when he knocked her in the hole, she crawled underground through a tunnel, came back up. through the basement and stab that motherfucker. Like, kills him. But, she, like, girl, you crawl through the tunnel to end up still in the house.
Right. It's like a maze inside of this fucking two-story house that should not be this complicated to get around and in and out small. Of.
It looked like a shack. It looked like a shack.
But why are you going down the halls for days?
Now it's a fucking apartment complex. Nah. Bitch, what the fuck is going on?
And cubby holes and secret compartments. And then you stuck in this damn house. And then all of a sudden, just for her to hear James calling her, James? I'm like, come on, you do the same stupid thing. I think that's why I was just like, meh about this movie. I didn't hate it, but I also was just like, okay. I'm okay with never seeing this again.
I liked the movie. I liked the third one. I thought some parts were scary. I thought the characters weren't that smart.
Fair.
Though, I thought the characters were really stupid, but, eh. They got.
You so know, I was okay it is what it is.
I was okay with it. How would you rank these?
Wow. The order they came out.
Wow. Mine is the first one, the third one, and the second one.
Okay. I can see it. I think because I'm just like, at this point for me, because of how I felt about the first one, and then seeing the second one at the time it came out, plus watching it later in life, so I'm very much just like,
Okay.
And then when they say they're going to make a third one, me, when it came out, I was just kind of like, okay. I didn't really run to the movie theater because, like I said, I didn't really go up for this. But I do know for, like, people that did like it, like, I like that it was a direct sequel. I do have some points about it that I do like. Just for the most part, I was just like, okay. I've said like so many times. Take a shot every time I say like.
You're going to die. I enjoyed this franchise more as an adult.
Okay, that's fair.
Kid. So I'm like, granted, I wasn't a kid when the 2016 one came out, but I didn't even know they had a third one. I thought it was only the first one in the Book of Shadows. I was like, oh shit, there was a third movie? Oh gosh. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know about it. And I was like, okay, well, that's fine. I thought it was going to be worse than it was. I had very low expectations because sequels, and the second sequel was, you know, it wasn't bad, but it wasn't great. So I was like, oh, we're going further out. The more the bigger the number is behind the name, usually the worse the fucking movie gets.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's the opposite. Sometimes, you know, you have bangers.
Yeah.
Okay. But, you know, for it to only have three movies, I liked all three movies. I think I would watch all three movies again. I'm pretty sure you would. And because I like found footage even more now as an adult, I'm like, I kind of really like this franchise.
They don't need to make any more movies for this franchise.
No, I think that they should just leave it at the three.
We're done.
I think it's fine.
We're fucking done. You're it's beating fine. A dead horse at this point.
Listen, we are good. And also, there's a fucking documentary to watch on Tubi. You don't need to do anything else. I think this is fine.
Yeah. Oh, but for people who are listening to us, and if you think that there should be a fourth one, what would you like to see? Because I personally, myself, wouldn't be interested. But I really feel like, you know, if you could really shake this shit on its head and really, like, do something fresh with it, I might be interested, or I might just watch it just because to see the complete story. What about yourself?
If it's a sequel, you know I'm about to watch it. Even if it's going to be good or bad. Because I like the franchise, I'm just going to pull up.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like because the lore is what it is, you don't have to have none of these same people. You can just have people in the forest get lost and end up in the bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't have to have anyone looking for anybody. You don't have to have, oh, we're researching the Blair Witch. It could literally be, hey, we camping out here. Mm-hmm. Oh, I heard a noise. Oh, we got lost. Now we're fucked. Or, I mean, they could be researching the Blair Witch again, I guess, but we don't have to be searching for anybody. Like, because it's just, you being in the woods is, sleeping in the woods overnight is what you did not supposed to do.
Right.
And if you do it, that's it.
Yeah, anything's liable to happen. I mean, whether it's an animal or an entity, bitch, you know, line up.
And I would like maybe they went with not like the bare bones camping, but what if they went with, you know, they got they can't get the RV out there. But, you know, they got their blow up shit. They got the trunk. They in this bitch.
Lord have mercy.
They crunk. They like, bitch, we got the jank. What if they just in here, like, turning up outside the tent? Like, the witches and shit are, like, you know, maybe putting blood handprints on the outside.
I would like to see that. I mean, I know we see blood handprints on the inside of the building, but maybe, like, some blood smeared on some trees or something. Or splattered on some leaves.
Drawn in blood would be
something,
nice.
You know, maybe just on the rocks or some splatters.
Yeah, some stuff, some teeth. I don't know. Some bullshit, man.
But for the baby budget they had making the movie, they sure as hell became a successful franchise. And I love that for them. It shows that you really sometimes don't need a lot to give people a lot. You can make do with the little that you have and still flip it and switch it up and serve it and, you know, out here and just, you know, stun on niggas.
Yeah, also, if you the story is good enough, that's all you really need.
Actually,
if
yes, you're right.
The story is good enough, you don't need $50 million, okay? You know, it's nice to have a decent budget, it is, but, you know, being creative is usually what gets the long-lasting, you know, character moments and all that.
I feel like having a confined or budget or having, like, not just budgetary restrictions or limitations, but also, like, you know, not having, well, I'm not saying they don't have a lot of resources, but, you know, making the most of the little that you have, it just makes people, it pushes people to give more. What can I do with these two sticks and a match? Woo! Fire. Shake. Just, like, I don't know. Like, but I do like that.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah, I mean, I've been with this franchise. I'm Blair, I'm worried. But they don't have to make another one. I think I like trilogies. I like
and just franchises
with three movies. Boom.
No mas.
You got your sequel and you got another sequel. You don't need 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 movies. Okay?
Some movies we do need that.
Okay. Well.
Dun-dun-dun. We need more of those.
Here we go.
I know y'all tired. Okay.
Well.
Resident Evil. Shoot me up, bitch.
I knew it.
Shoot me up.
Another, but they're about to make another one of those anyway.
Shoot me up. They're and I'm about to watch the joint on Netflix. Shoot me up with the zombie shit. Let's fucking go. How many more movies you gonna make? Because I'm gonna watch them all.
The answer is yes.
Don't. Me every time.
Oh, man.
Putting it on my back. Y'all can't see me. I'm pointing to my shoulders.
She is pointing to her back like there's a jersey name on the back.
Putting on my fucking back.
I...
And that's on period.
I mean, I don't have a problem with Resident Evil, but
I can't wait.
It's a lot of movies.
I know it is, and it just gets more chaotic as the time goes on. And that's why I'm glad that the Blair Witch Project stopped at 3, because it would really, like, what if one day I do actually fuck with that movie more of a time? Like, what if my opinion changes? I'm so glad they're not about to force feed more movies down my throat.
Yeah,
but I know if they threw another Final Destination movie at me, I would watch it.
Okay, me too. Wait,
I don't know. Just saying.
Yeah, I will watch as many Final Destination movies as possible, because you just go cram another big fucking accident in here.
That's it.
It could be another fucking train incident. Hey,
I'm tuned all the way in.
All kinds of stuff.
Just like Halloween, I'm tuned all the way in. I don't know how that nigga Mike about to get loose this time, but I know he's about to do damage, and I'm going to watch it every time.
There could be 27 Halloween movies.
Press and play again.
I'm watching every
And then I'm going to have a marathon to watch the other ones before the new one to prepare me. Don't. Saw beat.
All right. Well, that's how we do things.
That is literally it. I will give you the Saw beat for another franchise because Saw beat.
Okay. Yep. Well,
let me know what y'all think. Y'all fuck with all these franchises that I mentioned, especially the Blair Witch Project, because clearly that's what this episode was about before I derailed it as per usual.
But, you know.
Don't.
But Blair Witch, you know, it's a good time. So is Resident Evil, to be quite honest. And all
Absolutely.
The other bullshit that we're going to be watching, like Halloween, which has so many movies.
Oh, my God. But, yes, let us know what you think about this franchise. Were you a fan? Were you thought it was like, eh? Have you seen the documentary that's on Tubi prior to us talking about it? We're opening up. We're opening it up. Open it up. Come talk to us. I'm yelling and pointing at the same time.
Yes. Pull up on our Twitter and our Instagram at GirlThat'sScary, all one word. You can send us a professional email at grltspod@gmail.com. We also have a Patreon with bonus content, and there's some content that on there that's on there for free.
For the free.
Free
99.
Yes. So you can just pull up to www.patreon.com/girlthatscary.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a website at www.girlthatscary.com.
Mm-hmm.
So you can figure out where we are streaming and all that shenanigans.
Exactly.
Listen to episodes and read bios
and all that fun stuff. And if you forgot everything that Jazz just said, literally just put us in the Google machine. Google me, baby. That's truly it. I'm crying.
Remember that? Wow.
A bop. And I'm going to say it 3 more times in my brain. Google me, baby. Google us. Thank you so much for everyone who has listened, retweeted, shared, liked, favorite, told grandma, rate 5 stars, 5-star chicks. We truly appreciate you.
Means a lot, man.
Love to see it. We love y'all to a certain extent because we just want to give you more love on top of the love we just gave you. Boom.
Yes.
That's it. Shout out to everybody on the Patreon.
Ow.
All right, y'all. We out.
Bye. Bye.